Good afternoon, fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer but also moving to action, and about Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. There is a difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. If we want to see American freedom stand for another generation, we need to start preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The church needs to wake up. Get beyond the four walls. Be the example of courage in the community. Not just go along to get along. I want to take a couple of moments and pray. We have a lot we need to talk about today. A bunch of interesting information coming out right now. And anyway, we need to pray for our president, pray for our country, and pray for those brave people who are starting to stand up. I'm going to talk a little bit about that on the show today, I think. And then we have a great guest today. Retired Major General Paul Vallely is going to be joining us as well to talk about the whole situation that is occurring in the United States of America. Father God, we just lift up our country and our president to you. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you have shown us. And we just plead the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, over our whole country, over our president, over our communities and our families, and over us too. And we ask that you would grant us courage in this time, your courage, boldness in this time, your boldness. And the right words when we are talking to elected leaders who may not want to listen, that you would just pierce their hearts in this time. And Lord, I just pray that the veil that has come over some of the eyes of Christians would be lifted, even if just for a moment, so that they can see your presence and your glory and gain your discernment. And Lord, I just thank you that you created America, and I thank you put us in this time. Lord, I thank you that you are qualifying us for this time. You're making us worthy to live in this time if we depend on you. And so we just lay everything down at the foot of the cross, and we do depend on you right now, and we tread upon all those things coming against this country. We put them under your feet, Jesus, and under our feet. In your mighty, matchless name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's move first to a scripture that a lot of people have heard before, but it bears in, I think we need to keep it in mind. I think we just need to keep it in the forefront of our mind for the time that we're in right now. And it's 1 Chronicles 12:32. And it reads this way: of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times, the knowledge of what Israel should do. Some other translations, like the King James, saying of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. In other words, we need to be sons of Issachar in this time. We know the signs of the time. We are in God's favored season, his Kairos time. No matter what evil tries to do, trying to alter that favored time, trying to come against it, trying to denigrate it, doesn't matter what evil is trying to do. What God has planned, what he is doing, is going to stand. And we need to just be seeking his will. We know that we are in this time, so what ought we to do? Well, we need to find out from the Lord. And right now in America, the only thing that I believe that is going to push back against this Marxist and Islamist onslaught on this country, this attempt to destroy this country, because the weak-kneed Republicans aren't going to be there. The Republicans who, when the door is closed, they're voting against their conservative principles that they so blithely go out and spout in public. It's not going to be them. The Republicans who were too cowardly to stand when their country's being assaulted, and even worse, when they were warned ahead of time, failed to do it. And instead went along with the Marxist narrative and tried to silence those watchmen on the wall that were trying to warn about this. And there are many. But those watchmen persevered. And now today, those watchmen are asking, everybody listening to this radio show, and as a watchman myself, I am asking everybody listening to this radio show right now, are you willing to stand in this time? And I'm not talking about voting. Voting is a basic that's like tying your shoes in the morning, okay? If you're not voting and you're still arguing about that, you're not even able to tie your shoes, you're not even getting out the door. Okay, so I'm not talking about voting. That is a basic thing that should be happening today. I'm talking actually standing, putting some skin in the game. How many business owners I have heard that have said, I can't get involved because it might cost me my business? How many people that I have heard, including union members, hardworking folks, who have said, I can't get involved because it might cost me my job? Well, now it might not just cost your job. Now it might not just cost your business. Now it might not just cost your church, because there have been pastors that have said something similar. Might cost me my job as a pastor. Wasn't it supposed to be a calling? So it might not be about costing your job or your business or your church anymore. It might be about costing us our country. Are you going to stand in this time? Our country is in peril right now. There are forces at work in this country right now seeking to destroy it. They are retooling, re-equipping, getting ready for the final push to try to bring this country down. That's not hyperbole. You can read it across the news if you're paying attention and you want to do the work to dig and find it. People at the highest levels, patriots and Christians at the highest levels, are warning right now about what's coming. Are you willing to stand? Now, I'm going to come out with an announcement probably, I think it's probably going to be Thursday of next week. And you're going to want to hear that announcement. And you're going to want to count the cost. And you're going to want to make the decision. Are you going to stand in this time or not? Or are you just going to be on the sidelines? Because being on the sidelines is just the same. Just the same as helping those who are trying to destroy this country. Oh, Matt, that's harsh. That's harsh. Why would you say that's harsh? It's reality. That's where we're at today. Now, with that in mind, I want to go to the Daily Intelligence briefing, and I want to talk about a few things that are happening. First of all, Iran has had another series of explosions. They're blaming Israel. Very clearly, they're blaming Israel. And so that part of the world looks like it is inflamed. But more startling is what is going on in regards to China. More startling is what is going on in regards to the Chinese infiltration of America and the attempt by the Chinese to foment unrest in this country. Now, I believe we should take every possible action to neuter what the Chinese are trying to do here in America. But we also have to be wise. Fox News yesterday, Marco Rubio came out and said what everybody already kind of knew, that this Chinese consulate, which they were burning papers, and by the way, just as a weird historical parallel, right before Pearl Harbor. Now, here, I want you to hear what I am saying, everybody. Right before Pearl Harbor, the Japanese consulate began burning papers. Now, the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas began burning papers. Then it came out, and Fox News had the story that it was a massive spy center, according to Marco Rubio, and that the Trump administration was effectively closing it down. Now, the Chinese have turned around and threatened retaliation. Then, again from Fox News, a Chinese military-linked biologist who's a fugitive is hiding in the San Francisco consulate. And this is, look, this is what we already knew was happening here in the United States. We knew that the Chinese had a massive spy network inside the United States of America. And part of that spy network was fomenting unrest in the United States of America. And it needed to be disrupted. But most people didn't know it was as bad as it was. And so Trump starts doing these things. And people don't understand why. And here it is again. And this is because this ties into Spokane, Washington, everybody. Listen to what I'm saying. So the FBI announced that a communist Chinese consulate in San Francisco is harboring at least one fugitive member of the Chinese military, Tang Wan. And this is coming to us from Understanding the Threat. And in court documents, the FBI says this guy was charged along with other Chinese nationals and is an active duty People's Liberation Army, that's a Chinese military, scientist who lied to get into the United States, attempted to destroy evidence, and lied extensively to the FBI when interviewed. Now, China has six consulates inside the United States of America. But here's the other interesting thing. This comes from Spokane, Washington. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Spokane, Washington, this is Bill Hislop, indicted two communist Chinese hackers working for the Chinese government's Ministry of State Security of hacking into computer systems of hundreds of victim companies, governments, non-governmental organizations, and individual dissidents, clergy, and human rights activists in the United States and abroad, including Hong Kong and China. And that this effort had been going on over 10 years. And this is an indictment right out of Spokane, Washington. That's fascinating. So this is where it goes next. So today, so this is yesterday, okay? So today, there's this interesting alert that comes out. The NSA and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, National Security Agency, warn of a need to secure internet accessible control systems in critical infrastructure due to threats from foreign powers. Well, who's that foreign power? Well, it's China. And they don't say that, but clearly on the day after this stuff's happening, I mean, it's exactly who they're talking about. And apparently they've been exploiting internet accessible operational technology assets, and due to this increase in capabilities, they believe that our civilian infrastructure is now a clear target. And so this is coming to us from Alerts USA. This includes the Department of Defense, National Security Systems, the Defense Industrial Base. You're talking the chemical sector, communications sector, dams, nuclear power plants, food and agriculture, finances. I mean, you're talking virtually every critical infrastructure is now being threatened. And that just came out the day after Trump took those steps. So are the Chinese planning some sort of a cyber Pearl Harbor? Well, that's interesting that that comes up, because in the book, or in the, well, it really is a book. They call it a paper, but it's 227 pages. Unrestricted Warfare, written by two Chinese colonels in the China's equivalent of the war college there in that country. They were writing about using cyber warfare, EMPs, as a first strike against the United States, in combination, actually. So this makes sense in what they have already said. Now, folks, I'm telling you right now, if you are not prepared, you need to get prepared. If this last COVID thing didn't get you prepared and off the couch, I don't know what will, but I hope this does what I've just talked about. Get prepared. And what's unfortunate out of this entire thing is there are elements here in the United States who are just going along with this Chinese narrative. They would want the Chinese to win. It's disgusting. All right. I want to shift gears here a little bit. I want to shift gears because we can get kind of caught up in the international, national side of things. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on here regionally and then also what's going on locally. First of all, as I warned last year, now it was interesting, the Marxists tried to flip this around on me. We had intercepted a Marxist published document that had lists of law enforcement officers' home addresses. Now, we didn't share that publicly, but then they started accusing us of doxing law enforcement, which never happened. Well, here is why we were bringing that to everybody's attention last year, that they had this information, they were going to use it against law enforcement officers locally at the worst possible moment. Well, guess what just happened? Now, and we warned about this last year. Law enforcement officers in Portland, and these included federal agents, were doxed by Antifa. Well, they already had this information 2 years ago. So that tells you a couple things. First of all, they've been planning this for a long time. Secondly, and so this isn't just some kind of spontaneous protest because of, you know, rights violations. This was a plan and is a plan. So at least 38 law enforcement officers who have been responding strongly to the endless riots in Portland have been doxed, according to Richard Klein, the deputy director of the Federal Protective Service. That coming to us from InfoWars. So they're beginning now to do this again. They're taking this attack on the police to the next level. Now, there's been a movement that I've been a part of for a very, very, very long time. It's called Support Your Local Police and Keep Them Local and Independent. Been a part of it for a long time. And there's going to be an event with that coming up, and I'll talk about that on a separate show. But the fact of the matter is that this is part of a Marxist agenda to destroy our police. They do it in every country that they want to try to take over. There's an interesting corollary also coming to us from InfoWars. So in Portland last night, the mayor was tear gassed during the riot. Anyway. Oakland's mayor, also coming to us from InfoWars, slammed the terror tactics and vetoed the police budget cuts after his home was vandalized. Or her home, excuse me. Anyway, fact of the matter is, it seems like they don't care unless it's coming to to their front door, literally. This is real. This is happening here. And part of it that I want to talk about, too, is now there is this push, not just internationally, but now regionally, for the, quote, Great Reset, end quote. There actually is a website dedicated to this now, that there should be a great reset of the economy, of course, along socialist and Marxist terms. And this is, I mean, this is an international push, but it's coming now regionally. This is coming to us from The New American and Alex Jones. I'm sorry, Alex Newman. Coming to us from Alex Newman, specifically lays out this international push for the Great Reset. Well, all it means is more socialism at the local level. Also on the regional front, I want to talk about this. It's coming to us from We the Governed. Vote by mail fails when postal workers are corrupt. That's the title of the article. What's interesting is that they discovered, and this is fascinating, that postal workers might be delaying ballots intentionally so those ballots will be rejected. You got to read this article. It's incredible. And we talk about vote-by-mail fraud because vote-by-mail is the most prone to fraud. That's known across the world, actually. And then, interestingly enough, too, not only was there allegations that there was intentional delaying of ballots so that they would be rejected, but a local candidate up in Northwest Washington bragged about the fact that her flyers were wrapped around ballots. That's illegal. But apparently somebody did it in the post office, and they were bragging about it on Facebook and then bringing it, you know, corroborating it through the whole thread on Facebook. I mean, this is incredible. How many, I wonder if we can audit how many ballots are rejected because they're late, because they sit in a postal worker's car for a couple days or wherever, and the postmarks are not put on them. I mean, that's what's being detailed in this article that happened in Northwest Washington. And then if they're wrapping flyers around ballots, for goodness sake, that's incredible. Then there was another allegation that a political mailer destined for voters of the city of SeaTac was mysteriously delayed 7 to 9 days, so it arrived after Election Day rather than before. In other words, the person who was trying to get that message out was unable to do so because it was intentionally delayed. Unreal. All right, we're going to go down now to the local front. This is breaking news, actually. I was just reading this as this was happening. The Panhandle Health District apparently just voted to require masks in Kootenai County, Idaho. And there's a video of it. Violation of the order is a misdemeanor. Noncompliance carries up to a $1,000 fine or 1 year in jail. Apparently, people were so upset about it that they were screaming in the meeting and they had to cut the live feed off and call police. So the Panhandle Board of Health just passed this mask mandate for Kootenai County against the will of the people and against science and against common sense. And yes, against science, because guess what just happened a few days ago? Again, came back up. A CDC report said that masks don't work. So we're following science, right? or is this a political agenda? Unbelievable. Anyway, so the Panhandle Department of Health doing that today to the folks in Idaho. This is unbelievable. And also, it means something as well. There's a lot of people say, we're just going to move to Idaho. And I'm not saying don't move to Idaho. Idaho's fantastic. It's a beautiful place over there. Great people, very conservative. But look what's happening. It's coming to Idaho, too. Anyway, there's a video of this up on YouTube right now. I'll try to get it posted here by the end of the show. Please take a look at it. This is just insanity. Wow. And pray. And do get out and vote. I posted my recommendations up on Facebook the other day. Some people didn't like one of my recommendations for governor, but I recommended Tim Iman, and people got upset about that because they have another favorite candidate. Well, based on what I have seen over the years, we need a fighter, somebody who's willing to lay everything on the line, somebody who has cost the other side $25 billion, somebody who has been, who works year in and year out on this stuff and is completely unafraid. And I believe that person in this time is Tim Iman. Some people disagree. That's okay. We get done with the election. Our goal is to defeat Inslee. So let's not get all wrapped around the axle right now. Anyway, I put those recommendations up online. You can take a look at that. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for me and praying for Victoria and our new move that we just did. It's been quite a whirlwind, but it's been great. Thank you for all the well wishes. And you can catch Patriot Radio on podcast at Podbean, iTunes, and Spotify. And like those pages, share them with your friends and your family. Spread the word out there. And also make sure, if you get the opportunity, go visit the New American and also go visit Understanding the Threat and get yourself educated on what's actually happening in this country, because we don't have a lot of time. We can't just sit around, you know, waiting anymore or thinking that President Trump is going to be the guy that's just going to solve all the problems. It's got to be all of us standing in the gap for freedom and liberty. Well, my guest today is retired Major General Paul Vallely. He's the founder of Stand Up America. Recently, he and several dozen other flag officers came out very publicly on something. General, and we'll get to that here in a second. General Vallely, it's great to have you back on Patriot Radio today. How are you doing?
Thank you, Matt. By the way, it's Stand Up America U.S. Foundation.
Thank you. Well, and okay. I will make sure to say the whole thing next time. Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Well, let's talk about this letter. You know, we heard about all these generals, including Mattis, coming out against the president and trying to undermine him. What's your thought about that? And then also, you have a counter to it.
Well, I wrote an article on it called The Wrong Stuff. If you go back, you remember The Right Stuff? Well, these generals and admirals that came out against Trump are all the same generals and admirals that couldn't win a war. And I list them in an article that I did write called The Wrong Stuff. And so many of us gathered together under the direction of General William Boykin from Family Research Council, and we put together this letter supporting the president. And that's what he needs right now, just like you've been articulating. He needs our strong support. He is our salvation. We cannot afford to let Joe Biden in the door on this, because if we do, America will continue down a track of socialism and communism, which we see being reflected across our country right now and spoke in Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis. it's just horrible, Matt, what's going on. So we have, like you said, we have to stand tall. We've got to be there, and we've got to ensure we have the right man as the president of the United States, and governors and mayors as well.
General Vallely, we have seen some folks just really violate, I think, the trust of the American people, but also I think to a certain extent their oath of office, coming out trying to undermine the president, or going worse yet, going along with the Marxist narrative. I mean, is it really that bad? I mean, are there any generals out there that are doing the right thing that are on active service right now?
Well, I don't know many of them now. Of course, I don't live in the swamp anymore in Washington, and having served three tours there in the Pentagon, thankfully I'm out here in Montana now. I don't know most of these newer generals at all, but again, if we find any recalcitrance, and even some of the remarks that came from General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that about marching over to St. John's Church, and we had Secretary of Defense Esper basically disagreeing with the president on deploying troops out to protect American businesses and locales. And my solution was I would call a meeting, Matt, at the Pentagon, 1 hour meeting, and I'd get all the 4-star generals and admirals in there and the secretaries, and I would lay it out that I'm here to protect the American people. I will use whatever I can within the confines of the executive branch, including the Defense Department, to protect America and its businesses. Now, you're either on my team or you're off my team. And if you're not on my team, I want your letter of resignation by close of business today. That's what I would do.
I completely agree. I think that it has to be that drastic with what's happening right now. And I would like you to weigh in, too. You know, it's very clear China is helping to foment unrest here in the United States of America. It looks like the president is starting to take some steps. We saw that with the Houston consulate. We saw the FBI come out in regards to San Francisco. And then we see this warning today that China may be threatening our critical infrastructure via cyber attack. What is the reality of all of this, and how do we proceed forward in regards to China, and how do we support our president in this as well? And who else is out there undermining the president in regards to this China strategy?
Well, we've just written a series of 13 episodes called Operation Nemesis, and it's on our website, standupamericaus.org. And all of the recommendations how to deal with the Chinese Communist Party are in there. I worked very closely with Steve Bannon on this. But we have, over the years, been able to determine the infiltration of the Chinese Communist Party in America, in our universities, in our sister cities, Silicon Valley, our high-tech industry, and the stealing of a lot of our assets, intellectual property. But, you know, they've been very smart, Matt. Why should they spend any money on research and development when they can steal it from us? They save billions and billions of dollars by stealing from us, and now they've accelerated their armed forces, their Navy, their Air Force, and their Army to a great extent over the last 5 years. We're taking actions against them. We have two solid aircraft carrier groups, 8 to 12 ships each. We've got forces in Japan, Korea. Korea has one of the finest armed forces in the world. Taiwan, which we need to recognize and do away with this one nation China policy. He's doing things in the trade area, the president is, and hopefully our CIA and FBI are working very hard against the infiltration of all of these agents. And, Matt, what they've done, I mean, like all the Chinese students, for example, at the universities here, foreign students, are not members of the Chinese Communist Party. We do know from intelligence that a percentage of those students have been trained as agents for the Chinese Communist Party and have infiltrated our campuses throughout the United States. And so and they've been able to generate this kind of infiltration almost over two solid decades now. This isn't something new. And, of course, the spy agency that they have used down there in Houston finally has been exposed. But certainly the other consulates, particularly in San Francisco, also had done a piece.
So with this situation that we are facing right now in America, it seems like we're fighting a two-front war. We're not only fighting the Chinese, we're fighting these Marxists here on the streets of America, and they're, I'll just be very blunt, they're Democrat co-conspirators that are trying to foment this on the streets of America. How do we fight a two-front war like this?
It's actually a multi-front war. I'll be giving that in my speech in Washington in the first week of September when I come over. But the speech will be about what we call external threats to the United States and then internal threats. And with every threat, you have to come up with a plan, a strategy, tactics, how you're going to deal with those threats. For example, one of the biggest threats, which is bigger than ISIS right now, are the cartels. What are we doing about those? The Mexican government will not do it because they're so afraid of being assassinated if you're a high political leader there. So we've mapped out a covert operation to take out the cartels, for example, in Mexico, and that's on the books. So that's an enemy there that's infiltrated America in drugs, sex trafficking, human trafficking, whatever else you can think the cartels do. Then the external threats, basically the China. China is the biggest external threat we have. They're extending that threat out into space now. They're going to and have launched and tested basically rockets that can launch a satellite that will be armed. So those are the external threats that are happening. But the internal threats, the lack of a strong Congress is a threat to America. A Congress that can't get anything done. Antifa, Marxist-motivated groups like Black Lives Matter. And the other big threat we have, and maybe there's a better way to describe it, is the weakness of American leaders, of the governors, the mayors, these socialist, democratic mayors and governors. Of course, you see that in Washington, in Portland, very vividly. And my question is, where are the rest of America standing up in Seattle and Portland? How are you letting this happen to your city? Why don't you? I mean, if you look at the due diligence that has to be done on people that are occupying these offices, it's dereliction of duty. Not supporting their businesses and that. There ought to be a way to arrest these people for dereliction of duty of what they're doing to their cities.
I mean, could it be even more insidious? I mean, could some of these people actually be doing this intentionally?
I think they are doing it intentionally. Yeah, I think it's the web. It's being funded by the likes of George Soros to a great degree. But you can see when they don't take action to protect citizens of a city like Portland or Seattle or maybe Indianapolis, then there has to be another motivation behind them. And that motivation is, right now, one of the key motivations is to ensure President Trump is not elected.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have too this rumor out there that some of these generals might pop their heads back up again to try to take the president out using some pressure techniques and also the 25th Amendment. What are you hearing in regards to that? Are these generals going to be quiet now? I know that Mattis poked his head up and then was roundly outed by Rich Higgins, and because of Mattis's association with somebody who was fired from the administration for talking to Chinese communists and Vietnamese communists. He was caught doing it. What are you hearing as far as these generals, and is that something we need to be concerned about here toward the end of the summer?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you'll see these retired generals mixing up anything like that. Some of them have proffered out, you know, the 25th Amendment, that the president's incompetent, all that, which is totally false, all ideological driven. But again, these officers, all these generals and admirals, I know them. I know Petraeus, General Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis. There's never any Mad Dog in Mad Dog, I can tell you that. And you look at Dempsey, you look at a whole list of them there. Basically couldn't win any wars for America. And they were partly responsible for the extended wars in the Middle East and Afghanistan because they couldn't win. I thought they were basically what we call unnecessary wars anyhow, especially Iraq. And many of us stood against that because we knew that Iraq was, for example, a threat to the United States as proffered by the Bush administration. So lots going on out there, but I don't see a threat for these retired generals and admirals. They'll continue to pontificate, give their opinions, and I think that'll be about it. But President Trump has some really good officers now working for him there, and I think to strengthen the officer corps and the NCO corps and to get firm commitments that are on a team to save America and guard America from any kind of takeover by a communist socialist movement.
Well, I certainly think he does need to call some of his military leaders on the carpet, as you mentioned earlier, and particularly foster leaders at the captain, major, lieutenant colonel, colonel level who are patriots and who will actually uphold their oaths. I think that's absolutely what he needs to do.
Yes, absolutely. You have to solidify your team, Matt, and you know that. You've got to make sure you've got a good team behind you that's going to continue to follow the orders and the policies. And then these are policies that are good policies to continue to make America the best country in the world, a freedom-loving country, protect our citizens, and do away, negate all of these threats that we have, internal and external. So, but we've got a battle on our hands. We certainly do. But we cannot let Joe Biden and the Socialist Democrats take over this country, because we'll only have then a one-party country system in this country. And that's not what we want.
Well, I'm sure President Trump knows, you know, that he needs to take some quick action on China. And I want to shift back to China. What should we expect here between now and November, and actually through November with the election? Are we going to see more rioting in our streets? Or is Trump going to be able to effectively neuter the Chinese and some of their proxies? I mean, we've seen some arms shipments already intercepted for now, the last one being in right. Seattle. Tell us a little bit about that. How do you see this going?
Well, our intelligence and the military are watching China very, very carefully, 24 hours a day, where they're shipping, where they're moving, the extension of the Silk Belt Road through the Middle East, the places where we see a very solid infiltration by the Chinese, like in North Africa and other areas of the world. But our biggest, motivation right now is to help destroy the Chinese Communist Party for the Chinese people, because that's who we have to really support. In the interim, I think it's going to be a civil war, no matter who wins the election by that time. I think you're going to find that it's probably going to get a little more bloody. But in the end, we patriots have to win this for America and for our future and for our children. We can't let it go the other way. I hate to forecast that, but I don't see anything happening than a real civil war in this country again, which will be much different than we had back in the 1800s.
So how do you think that's going to play out? There have been a lot of people talking about a civil war happening in the United States. It seems, especially among those of us who served overseas and evaluated these things in other countries, that there are all the earmarks for that to happen in America. So what does that look like? And what more importantly, do freedom-loving patriots, what should they be doing right now to try to prevent that from happening?
Well, what Matt, you can over there. We have established what we call the Patriot Guards. We have almost 2,000 here in Montana, in our area, of citizens that will work with the police, but they'll be guardians of American citizens and businesses. So if Antifa comes in, just like they tried to do in Coeur d'Alene, they will be run out of town. We will not tolerate any of that insurrection here in Montana. Other states can do the same thing, and you can model our Patriot Guard after what we've done, because it's very successful in its organization and its mission. That's very important, because these insurrections are not going to stop. The Antifas, the Black Lives Matters, they're heavily funded, millions and millions of dollars backing their efforts. So what we have are paid insurrectionists, and then you've got motivated by these leaders who want to change and really want to change America forever and make it a socialist state. So there's a lot we can do. Who you vote into office. I think one of the other threats to America is this fraudulent balloting that's going to happen. And we need to put a number of our law enforcement agencies on that to ensure that all voting is not fraudulently made by citizens and duplication of votes. So a lot has to be done in that area, Matt. That's one thing you really have to look at the county area.
Absolutely. And we had that great situation here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where we had 1,000 patriots standing in the streets when Antifa showed up. And yes, they showed up. There's been some mainstream media outlets that said that that wasn't true and that's not correct. They rolled into town. They went to the Winco outside of Coeur d'Alene, and they were greeted by some peaceful but very well-armed American patriots, and then they tucked tail and ran. And that's exactly what we need to do everywhere in the country.
Absolutely. Should have been done in Seattle right at the beginning, in Portland. And again, I think these mayors need to be arrested. Negligence of duty. The police chiefs have all the right to do that if these people are not executing their office and their oath to protect their citizens. That's a violation of their oath, by the way, what's happening.
It absolutely
they gotta
is.
They've got to be held accountable. We're all the capitalist business people. In Portland and in Seattle. Where are they standing up for capitalism for our great country? I don't see it.
Well, and I don't think how they don't understand that eventually it's going to be your business that they're going to try to
exactly.
do Molotov cocktails on. My goodness.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. What's Bill Gates doing out there in Seattle?
Trying to worry about how to make money off vaccines, I think. That's what he's doing right
go.
Now.
There you go. There
so,
you go.
General Valley, where can people go find out more information, especially about Patriot Guards and also about Stand Up America U.S. Foundation and where they can get more information about all the things that you're talking about?
Well, the reason I said Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, George Soros funded a group called Stand Up America in 2015 to counter my group and organization. And so I just want to make sure when people Google it, that comes up, that they look for Paul Valley Stand Up America U.S. But our website is standupamericaus.org. We've published all the Project Nemesis about the Chinese Communist Party on that. We also have the latest letter on there signed by some 60 flag officers supporting President Trump and his initiatives. But you can also email us questions, get on our newsletter list. Our email is standupamericausa1@gmail.com. So that's the best way, Matt. And you have a great program, by the way. I'm always happy to be on your show.
Well, thank you as always. And, you know, before I let you go, I'd like to give you a few minutes just to talk to all the veterans that are out there. We've got a lot of veterans in RA, probably one of the highest concentration of veterans in the country. And they're looking at what's going on. They want to get involved, but they're kind of still trying to sit on a fence. Mm-hmm. What is your message to those veterans that are out there right now?
No more fence sitting. Form your own Patriot Guard in your county. Be ready to stand up and protect the businesses in your community. Do not allow these renegades, these insurrectionists, even to set foot in the city limits, because you know it won't be a peaceful demonstration. It'll lead to what we've seen in the cities now. So that's how the veterans. We have a lot of veterans who are part of our Patriot Guard here in Montana. Special Ops guys, Air Force, Navy. We have a couple Coast Guard guys. So you've got to have an organization. You have to have a roster. You've got to be able to call these people up if there's any threat, because the police can't handle everything. We just don't have enough policemen in these western states to be able to take care of a lot of these things that would happen in our individual counties. So that's what the veterans can do now. Form your own Patriot Guard.
And then the last question, do you think Trump wins in November?
Yes, I do. And it's going to be divine intervention again.
It really seems like he is supposed to be here for this time, doesn't it? It really does.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Sure.
Well, Retired Major General Paul Valley, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio. Again, it's always a pleasure to have you on, sir. Keep up the fight.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. We don't want anybody going to George Soros. My goodness gracious, that'd be horrible. Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. And I want you to consider this over this next weekend. Are you willing to stand up and defend businesses and homes if it comes to that? And if this is resonating with you out there, if it's resonating with you out there, I want you to pay attention to the radio shows next week. I really do. I want to talk lastly about other races in the state that, you know, they kind of go unnoticed. But I did some, it's pretty deep research on a lot of these guys. I made one mistake. I corrected that already. But I did some deep research on who is whom and who has a track record in Washington State of actually being involved and being willing to fight. So I'd like to go through those very quickly. Lieutenant Governor, my friend Marty McClendon, he's solid. He's got the best name recognition of all the other candidates. And he also has a show here on ACN as well, on the American Christian Network. For Attorney General, I really like Brett Rogers for a few reasons. He very clearly understands the idea of unalienable rights and protecting them, and would bring a law enforcement perspective into the Attorney General's office and prosecute these Marxists and Islamists that are trying to bring down our country. Commissioner of Public Lands, Sue Peterson. I'd put somebody else up initially, and I candidly didn't read all the way down, and I should have. It's my mistake. But Sue has got a lot of experience and would manage our forests better than they are right now, which is something I think in Eastern Washington, this idea of non-use versus wise use. Ultimately, we've got to head in that direction. Superintendent of Public Instruction, Ron Higgins. Actually, he has a show here on ACN as well. And Insurance Commissioner, Anthony Welty. Now, I know that's kind of a non-traditional candidate, but I got to tell you something. He's got the best grasp of constitutionalist principles that are out there and the ideas behind this great country, and he's willing to uphold those. So you got to go with character. Sometimes, you know, that rankles people, but you got to go with character. All right, Superintendent of Public Instruction, I already went over. State Senate, Mike Padden. Mike and I have been working together for a long time. Very solid constitutional conservative Christian. State Representative Bob McCaslin, my great seatmate. Again, great constitutional conservative Christian. And for state representative in the second position, Rob Chase, longtime friend. He was the county treasurer of Spokane, did some great reforms that saved taxpayers money. And he was the first Republican treasurer in 54 years. So he knows how to fight, and he knows how to fight well. And I would just tell you, have discernment. There are some candidates out there who are putting themselves up as Christian conservatives, but they're not. They're working literally with proxies, with Marxist organizations here locally, like the Spokane Valley Indivisible Progressives. I mean, these are Marxists through and through, and these guys are trying to work with them. And the reason is not because they want, you know, they want to do something altruistic. The reason is for power. And we had a whistleblower. I read those minutes here a couple weeks ago from a meeting that the Valley Indivisible Progressives had, and they're working with them. I mean, my goodness gracious. These Rhino Republicans, I think we've had enough of Rhino Republicans sell out at the drop of a hat. Rhinos, enough. Defeat the rhinos. Have discernment. Don't just go along, you know, just because somebody looks good. Discernment. Now, I put these recommendations out on Facebook. You can see them yourself. I'm going to post some of this other stuff we've been talking about today here over the next few hours, and just pay attention to that. And then lastly, if you have the opportunity to, when all this stuff is going on, you know, we have a tendency to stop praying and stop fasting and stop just taking time alone with the Lord. Don't let yourself fall into that. Take time with the Lord. Take time to just be in His presence and listen to Him. Don't just talk, just listen to Him. He'll guide and direct you through some of these very difficult decisions, especially over the next few months. And as you heard General Valley, I mean, this is a retired Major General, folks, who said that we are headed toward a civil war in America. As Christians, we need to be praying. We need to be fasting. We need to be preparing. We need to be showing love to our neighbors and doing everything we possibly can for peace. We need to be doing everything we possibly can and get off the couch and get beyond the four walls of the church and expand His kingdom. It's so important in this time. There's no more mealy mouth. There's no more making excuses. We need to be the Christian warriors in the spirit that God has called us to be. Thank you very much for joining me today on Patriot Radio. May God bless all of you and keep up the fight.